You see, a person can have eloquence and abilities and talents and charisma and esteem and personality and poise and all the rest, and serve themselves under the guise of serving God. Get lots of credit. God has nothing to do with it. Not one thing does he have to do with it. You know why? Because it's not him. There are people who are gifted enough in life, talented enough, to weasel their way through and get lots of recognition, lots of credit. God's nowhere to be found. The Bible speaks of humility, submission, brokenness, repentance. Christ's life, not our life. So let me ask you a question. Do you suppose that a lot that's been going on in your life that you gave God credit for, God had nothing to do with? Do you suppose that the real truth is that you've been playing God in your life for so long that now you can't distinguish between you and God? You pray the right prayers, and you're in church on Sunday, you're reading your Bible, you're giving to God, you're well recognized, and people like you. They think you're a fine Christian. But you're guilty of the worst sin God named in all the Bible, the sin of idolatry. You are playing God in your life, and you don't even know it. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying you don't even realize what's happening. Would you be willing to tell him today that you're laying it all down and you want him to be God? And that he can do anything he wants to do in your life. But you don't want to miss that harmony, inner quietness and peace, spirit of humility and spirit of forgiveness and wholesome relationships, life full of joy and a feeling of completeness. I want to ask you, what have you got your hands full of that's worth missing all that for? It's not worth it. But you're going to miss God's best. Now let me say something to you. You can listen or watch, and you can turn off the television, turn off the radio, turn off the tape, and go your merry way. But my friend, you will suffer the consequences. Because God hates idolatry while he loves the one who's committing it. He has targeted your rebellious spirit. He wants the best for you. I just want to ask you this morning what you're going to do about it. Are you willing to tell him that whatever he surfaces and whatever he identifies in your life that is hindering his purpose in your life, that you choose today to tell him, God, I lay this down. You can lay it down by faith. I lay this down. I'm willing to be broken in order that there might be more fruit and in order that my life may glorify you. I wish I knew how to say it better than I do. Because I love you as a fellowship, and I love you for what God can do in your life. And I love a lot of you folks whom I've never seen, I've never heard. Because there's a love in my heart for folks who want God's best but don't know how to find it. And my friend, today, if you will make a decision, it's not going to happen suddenly, but it will happen. God's right timing, God's right way, he's going to bring you to the end of yourself. And when he does, don't run. Don't argue, don't blame, don't try to escape. Just lay it down. Just tell him, God, no more fight. I just want what you want, whatever that takes. Now you see, that's where I have to stop, because I can't do anything else. The rest of it's between you and God.